This episode is sponsored by Life Aid Beverage Company. Vitamins you'll enjoy drinking.
Should we get like a theme song for our podcast?
I guess so. You know,
yeah.
What do you think of this one?
So today, Bob and I sat down to talk about mindset and Murph, a great combination.
Our gym closed, but it doesn't matter. Like it's not about like you not having a gym to go to. Like if that's all that there was, like I feel like we failed a little bit. But yeah. And again, like some people, that's probably all they want. Like I know a handful of people that like that's all they want. They just want to come to a gym to work out with people and go, and that's fine.
Yeah, there is that group of people, right? Like that's all they want to do. They just want to come in, do their workout, not talk to anybody, just leave, go about their business. Yeah, they're friendly, but you know, it's about the gym, it's about the workouts, it's about this, that, and the other thing. But I think the majority of our people are about working out. Yeah, that's the common bond, we'll call it. You know, that's what pulled everybody together is the location and the bond, but I think it's more about like the overall changing their life, the whole thing, the fitness, the nutrition, the, you know, the positive attitude, the I can do it and all the people around me think I can do it too. I think that's what people want,
and just surrounding yourself with like-minded people.
Yeah,
that's a big part. And I mean, you think about people's lives, like who they surround themselves with plays a big part in who they are and what they think and how they feel about stuff.
Yeah. I mean, you surround yourself with criminals, you're more likely to become a criminal, right? Like,
I mean, that's my story.
Yeah. You know, you surround yourself around people that, you know, do drugs, more than likely you will start doing drugs. You know what I mean? You know, drinking, like, you know, all that, like we're social creatures, right? And we want to fit in. We want to belong to a group. It's just, what group do you want to belong to? Do you want to belong to a group of people that don't care about how healthy they're living their lives, both physically and mentally? Or, you know, do you want to grow, belong to a group that wants to be healthy, both physically and mentally? And I think if we can offer that, and which I think we do.
100%.
Yeah. And we're getting better at it, you know, every day, every week, every month, we get better and better at it, you know?
Well, that's the idea, you know, think about our mindset at the beginning of like, hey, let's open up a gym. It'll be fine.
Yeah.
You want to just go back and smack that person and be like, you don't know what you're doing. You don't have no idea what's going to happen.
Yeah.
But that was like, it'll be cool. It'll be fun. We'll just kind of work. But, what it's turned into is, I think, is just awesome. And I couldn't have imagined that stuff of like what actually transpired, just relationships with people.
Well, yeah, right. Like, so, and you think about it, like the CrossFit ideology or the mentality or whatever you want to call it. You know, it was about the warehouse gym, going in there, working out, doing the thing, right? And then what, last year, maybe a year ago, 12 months ago, they pivoted, right? They pivoted to this health, CrossFit health, right? And it was about not only exercise, but the health of the body and the mentality. And they go in, you know, if you look on the main site every day on the main CrossFit page site, there's an article about nutrition. There's an article about diabetes or you know, whatever other ailment, chronic ailments we have in America, that they're saying, hey, this could all be avoided. This could all be avoided if you just eat right, exercise on a regular basis, you know?
It sounds simple.
You know what the thing is? It's so simple. people don't believe it's that simple, right? Mm. The problem is it's simple, but it's a long haul, right? It's not that quick fix, you know. We want everything like this, you know. Everybody wants everything real fast, right? So, but it's simple, but it takes a long time, right? It takes 6 months. It takes 12 months. It really takes the rest of your life. Whenever you decide that, hey, this is what I want to do, from that point forward, however long you live, that's how long it's going to take, right? Because if any time during that span you decide, hey, this isn't for me anymore, what's going to happen? You're going to revert back to the other way. So, you know, I think, you know, to circle back around to where you first started with was that people are people that we circles that we run in have made that decision that they want to live healthy for the rest of their lives. And they'll do whatever it takes to do that. Whether it's a 50-year journey, a 60-year journey, a 20-year journey, wherever they are along that way. It's harder getting people to buy into that when they're 20, 25, 23, because we don't think about it like that. You're invincible at that point, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, even like when we have people that join in their 20s, they can get fit pretty fast.
Oh, yeah. Because they haven't had 20 years of horrible, horrible eating. You know what I mean? Or horrible, you know, they haven't destroyed their body long enough to be able to recover it, right? Ooh. So, like, if you're starting in your 40s or your 50s, well, now, man, I got 30 years worth of bad shit I got to correct, right? Whether it's bad eating, you know, not exercising. So, and then, you know, our bodies break down and we can't recover as quickly. So we can't get gains, we'll say, as quickly, right? That you can when you're 19, 20 years old.
People get fast results with us because at the beginning, if you haven't been working out and if you haven't been eating right, that's really the only time in your life where you can gain muscle and lose body fat simultaneously. But after a couple of months of that, let's say 5 months of that, it's just not attainable. You know, you have to pick one or the other. You either at that point, like, your body has morphed into what it has.
Yes.
And you have to pick, like, do you want to now gain muscle? Do you want to lose body fat? Do you just want to just maintain? And I think that, like, getting people, you know, it's a plateau, but it's not necessarily a bad plateau.
But. No, not at all. Yeah, you're right, you know. And you're right about the, you know, getting those gains early on, especially if you've been sedentary for, you know, years, you know, decades. That is absolutely true. But once you've gotten to that point where you, let's just say you're in the normal, right? Like, if you go by our body scanner, you know, we have, you know, above average, normal, below normal, right? And we track body fat, muscle mass, you know, that kind of stuff. Once you're in that normal range, yeah, those lines aren't going to move that much, right? We know that, right? But if you are able to shred 2 or 3 more pounds of body fat, the physical appearance difference is tremendous, right? Like, that's where you go from, like, oh my God, I got a 6-pack of abs now because I lost 2 more pounds of body fat because now I'm down in that normal range. So, you know, that you could still have physical transformations that are more about, I guess, more about looks than they are about athletic performance at that point. You know, right? What I mean?
Yeah. 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 So I think sometimes people get stuck in, like, they get fast results and then it stops. And then it's like, well, now what? And it's like, well, you keep doing this.
Yeah.
Right.
Like, yeah. It's our version of blood pressure medicine, right? I take blood pressure medicine to keep my blood pressure normal, right? Well, if I stop taking it, my blood pressure goes back up because I haven't changed anything other than taking the medicine. So our medicine, what we're prescribing, is eating well and exercising. And just like all medicines, it costs money, right? But yeah, but our pill we're selling will take you off all those other medicines. You know, if you eat right, you exercise with us, you won't need blood pressure medicine anymore. We've seen it. Exactly right. You know, you won't need water pills. You won't need this or that. All these little maintenance items that people take and they don't even realize they're spending $100 or $150 a month in medicine. Well, you know what I mean? Why don't you spend that same... Oh, go ahead.
I think it has to do with effort, right? And like you think about like meditation versus Xanax, right?
Yep. Yeah.
Meditation is free. You can download any kind of app, but takes a little bit of practice, but you get the same result sometimes. But someone takes like a pill or a Xanax, like they're going to get the same result every single time and they put in zero effort. So I think that's what the difference in is, you know, is putting in effort versus not. You know, if I can achieve the same result or something similar, you know, not put in any effort, you know, I think that's, you know, that's where the medicine comes in.
No, you're right. You're right. Again, a society of convenience, right? We want everything immediately and we want it easy. You know, how, you know, when we're standing in line, you know, I was thinking about it today. I was at the store and I'm standing in line waiting to return something. And there's like four people in front of me and I can feel myself start to get aggravated, right? Like just getting aggravated. Like, why is this taking so long? Why is this taking so long? And because I want to just be able to walk in there, return what I want to return as, you know, everything on my time. And I sat there and go, you know, I started thinking to myself, well, you know, these guys are working as fast as they can. They're in here working. Everybody is in line here. Like, just, it'll be all right. It'll be 10 minutes. It'll be a half an hour. It'll be whatever it is. But it'll, you know, it's not worth getting aggravated over. But yeah, like that instantaneous, we want satisfaction, we want gratification immediately, is a recipe, is why our country is in the shape it is physically and mentally now, right? You know, we changed the way we ate probably 35 years ago, 40 years ago, where, you know, most people from the 70s and earlier ate a home cooked meal 95% of the time. You know, 5% of the time you may went out to go eat somewhere, a family. You know, now we're probably, as a society, 60-40, 60% eating out, 40% eating in, or what we're eating in is just processed food. We're just taking it out of a package, throwing it in the microwave, throwing it in the oven and eat it. You know what I mean? Like, because we want everything like that. And we're working three jobs and we, you know, we have our kids going everywhere. So it, like all these symptoms cause the problem, which is why we're physically in such a bad shape. And like you said earlier, like, you know, going back, we have the recipe, we have the prescription to change all that. You just have to listen to us and do it. And you don't even do it all the time. Do it 70% of the time. Do it 60% of the time.
That's true. Because, you know, I can't say that I've worked out every single day during the quarantine.
Yeah.
But, you know, have I worked out three times a week? Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
And there's nothing wrong with that. You know what I mean? Like, three times a week is great. And I was talking to one of my clients yesterday or the day before, little chat. And they're full blown, you know, I got to work out 6 days a week, 7 days a week, you know, like. And I'm like, you know, you're setting yourself up for failure. What do you mean? What do you mean by that? I said, well, if you don't work out 6 days a week and you only worked out 4 days a week, you failed in your mind.
Right.
But you didn't fail. Like, you didn't right. fail. Like, so, and, you know, it's about making reasonable expectations, right? You know, you talked about it the other day. We said, you know, find out whys, right? Find out why we want to do this. And it's the same thing. The client needs to think about why they're doing what they're doing. Why do they want to work out? Why do they want to eat better? And then build a plan that is built off succeeding, right? If you sit there and fail every single time at something, you will stop doing it. You can be the most stubborn person in the world. Eventually, you're just going to stop. You're going to be like, you know, I can't do it anymore. So my thought to them was, listen, you haven't worked out at all for 20 years. Why in God's name would you think you should be working out 7 days a week now? Mm. Because you've made that decision? It's great to make that decision, but you're not setting yourself up for success. So I said, why don't you say, put it in your calendar, you're going to work out twice this week. If you worked out three times this week or four times this week, you succeeded. You had success, you know? And then once you start to build the consistency of doing it twice a week, you know, then, you know, program in a third day and say, hey, I'm going to work out Monday, Wednesday, Fridays. And, you know, you build that consistency, that success of doing that, add another day. And I think that helps build a habit, right? Because now we didn't just go from off to on. We're slowly bringing ourselves on. We're succeeding at every milestone because, hey, I worked out twice a week for 4 weeks. I'm going to work out three times a week for three more weeks and then four times a week. And then you get to that point where you're working out your 4 or 5 days a week on a regular basis. And
And even when you talk about, like, at the very beginning, when you started working out, you didn't just go from working out 7 days a week. Like you said that you cut out the diet soda and you started walking. And then that was the only two things that you did.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Because it helps when you know your own limitations and you know what you can succeed at. And one thing what's always helped me is I'm a realist, right? Like, so I look at things and I know what I can do and what I can't do. And I don't have myself do things that I know I'm not going to succeed at. When I say that, it doesn't mean I don't do things that are hard that I might fail, but I'm not going to go there and say, hey, I am going to work out 7 days a week every day for an hour and a half. When I went from doing nothing for 20 years, you would just fail. Like, you know, 3 days in, your legs would be so sore and tired, you'd never want to do it again, right? So, yeah, like, you know, pick something that's easy and achievable, right? We do this all the time. When we had new clients coming in at the gym, right, we'd start them off with, you know, very easy workouts, just something, you know, the one gauge where they are in their fitness level, but also help them to build success. You know, it's real. All this stuff is so simple, right?
Here's the thing with at home, like I'm starting to like clients starting from home. Like imagine that, like someone comes to like our website, wants to get fit, right? Mm-hmm. But they've not done anything else. Like, how do you go from, in their mind, they want to go from 0 to 60, but it's like, hey, like, let's just focus on the fundamentals and coach you through getting to where you want to go.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter. You don't need it. Like, you don't need a gym. You don't need lots of money to buy organic food.
No.
Right. I think all these things that we think we need or must have, like going through this coronavirus, we've realized that, you know, we're very much adaptable. and we can achieve our goals and get really, really creative.
Yeah. 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 If you want something bad enough, you will figure out a way to do it. Right. Like, yeah, you know, that's definitely something, but you're right. Like, yeah, starting off at home, there's nothing wrong with that. There's also nothing wrong with starting off and coming to the gym if that's what you feel like you need. So, yeah, I don't think there's any right one way or wrong. You know what I mean? Like, I think there's many different approaches. You just got to figure out what's going to help you succeed. Mm-hmm. And be honest with yourself. You know, have that conversation with yourself and say, you know what? I need that accountability. I need somebody on my ass. Otherwise, I'm not going to do it. Or, you know what? Just tell me what to do. I'll take care of it on my own time. You know, I don't need to be supervised the whole time. And I think that's just an individual.
Yeah. And, you know, but I think people in general don't understand how important accountability is. So I was with Dan and he ran his half marathon. And I was like, you know, out of all the things that you were doing, like, what was the most important? He was like, the accountability. So, you know, or the marathon that we ran. What did I say?
Marathon.
He did a whole marathon. I just did a half. But
yeah, that's nothing. Yeah, a little half.
But you know, he mentioned the accountability, and like we started chuckling about it because, like, even me right now, I'm losing weight. I'm not doing it by myself. Like, I think people just think like I have accountability in my life, and that's why I'm able to achieve it. But
I
think because I can know what workouts to do, we post them. We now post the food list, right? So if people want to get started, they can just eat the foods. But now, like, if you don't have anyone checking on you, so I think having all three of those things together is why people are going to succeed.
Oh yeah, that's definite. Like that's like the holy trinity of getting where you want to be. You're absolutely right. Like if that accountability is the most important thing, right? So if you don't have self accountability, meaning like you've had that aha moment where you sit there and go, you know, I need to change my life. You know, whether it's physical fitness, whether it's getting out of doing bad things or using drugs or whatever, somebody, you know, and you do it, right? Some people can't do it, right? They can't do it by themselves. They need somebody to help them out. They need an intervention from family members, and they need to go to a rehab, or they need it. You know what I mean? Like, so people need different things, but the accountability is the key, right? Like that's the key. Like that's what keeps you going. That's what, you know, going to the gym with your gym buddy, you're accountable to your buddy, right? Like, I don't want to let him down. I don't want to let her down. So yeah, accountability is awesome. And we have that, we offer that, right? We offer that through different people to basically, you know, call you, talk to you, you know, send you specific workouts or talk to you about meal plans that'll work for you. So we offer that tonight, right?
We do. And I think sometimes we just need to be reminded more than we need to be taught. You know, just, you know, that sometimes is I forget, like I forget things and it's like, oh no, like I'm making things too complicated.
Yeah.
I just need to be reminded of stuff. So let's start. I want to start talking about Murph because Murph is right now like a month away.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, wouldn't it be nice to have like a training plan for Murph?
Yeah.
I started thinking about that because I'm like, you know, if I would do Murph right now, like, I don't know.
Yeah.
Like I'm just not in Murph shape. We haven't been, you know,
at
the gym like we normally are, but
you know,
I don't know. Just some...
You know, you're right. You know, the pull-ups are the tough part, you know, especially not being in the gym. You know, a lot of people don't have pull-up bars or somewhere to do pull-ups. But yeah, like, yeah, that would be right. Like right now I'd be programming in a lot of back into April, a lot of pull-ups in there, just getting people ready to do that kind of work. You know, the one thing about being on quarantine, people have been doing plenty of push-ups and plenty of running.
Yeah.
So 2/3 of the way down.
Yeah.
It would just be the pull-up portion of it. But, yeah, we could, you know, that's definitely something that we can try to figure out. Although if people have dumbbells, you know, some of the modifications for that, we, you know, bent over rows, single arm rows, you know, just building that pulling strength. If you have a jungle gym in your backyard, you got little kids, go out there and do pull-ups on that thing, you know?
Yeah. And maybe Murph with us becomes like a weekend thing, like depending on where the state is, because New Jersey is going to be slow to like coming out with everything, but you know, maybe it's like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday thing. And everyone has like a time slot.
Yeah. You know, yeah, definitely. We could do something like that.
We just don't know, you know, what life is going to be like in a month.
Yeah. And, you know, the nice thing about Murph, too, is, again, if you have a place you can do a pull-up, you can do Murph. It's push-ups, running, and, you know, the pull-up bar is the only gear you need, you know? So, but you're right, you know, it would be really nice if we were back in the gym. And even if we weren't at full capacity yet, you know, and maybe the, you know, with limitations, we were able to, you know, have several heats over a few days where we can get that done. You know, that would be pretty cool.
Thank you for tuning in to the Clamtown CrossFit podcast.